This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you're in need of signing up for the Medicare Part D program or have questions or need more information or things like that, the VNA here in Galesburg has a number of ways coming up starting Monday, I believe, that they can help you with that. So we're going to talk about that for a little bit tonight with the Executive Director, Ellen Larson, who's here in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
How are things these days at the VNA otherwise?
Things are grand. Grand on Grand Avenue, as I like to say.
There you go. What sorts of things have been happening? Anything good?
We are in our busiest season for open enrollment. Open enrollment started in October. It ends December 7th.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I'm here to talk about today for looking at prescription drug plans.
Yeah, talk about that because, frankly, looking at prescription drug plans is just a major thorn in my side anyway. But then I hear that there have been some changes and other things related to Medicare Part D that I could imagine make it, oh, how shall I say, unnecessarily stressful?
It can be. It can be very stressful. All of our counselors, they actually go through a week training in order to sit down with people and look at their plans. And what a lot of people don't know, or if they do know, it's still overwhelming, insurance companies can change what they pay for medicine costs, and your programs can change every year. So we encourage people to come in. And there's a website we can go to, Medicare.gov. We can pull up, put in all your prescriptions, pull up every plan you qualify for, and see what works best for everyone's budget and hopefully save everyone some money.
You mean to tell me that prescription drug makers are messing around with the cost of prescription drugs?
Not really? Is that surprising?
No, I had no idea they would do such things. But how often does that change? I mean, is this something that, I mean, I'm sure you've given out help like this before, but is this a constantly changing thing?
It can. So they won't change it mid-year. They'll wait until, you know, the end of the year, and that plans could change. They might not. Some medicines will change. Some medicines won't, depending on what the insurance companies are doing, if there are new brands that come out. We encourage people to ask as many questions as possible, if it's with a counselor, if it's to their doctor, to say, what other drugs are out there? Is this the best from the plan that I'm on with Medicare D? And then if you have a supplement or a Med C plan or Medicare Advantage plan, that can get really complicated. Ask your doctor questions about your medicines and then bring them into us, and we will take a look at everything that you have. And we also have tools to look at different websites for coupons and other options that may be able to help people save money.
But it sounds to me like, nonetheless, that the mechanism is in place to at least try to help things be a little closer to not being cost prohibitive, I guess.
Yes, and that is the beauty of open enrollment, is you can change your plan without penalty every year from October 15th to December 7th.
I imagine, Ellen, that it's like with, you know, a lot of things, and even some things that we've talked about for various reasons on this program this week, that that people may need help, but I imagine that there's probably a little bit of hesitation to actually go out and seek that help, and especially with, you know, the need to have various prescription medications can probably fall right into that. I mean some people probably don't want anybody to know that what drugs they're on, or that they're even on any at all.
Yes. There are a lot of fear with, you know, who's going to see what medications I'm on? What does that look like? And while it can be intimidating, we really encourage people to come out, because we've saved people from $500 to thousands of dollars, depending on the medications they're on.
Wow.
And we see everything. So there, no one should be worried about, oh, is it going to look like I'm on a lot of medicines compared to other people? We're just here to make sure you get the best bang for your buck, because we are in the business of saving you money.
Mm-hmm.
And something that is special about the senior health insurance program is that we don't represent any insurance agency.
Sure.
So no one ever has to worry that we're trying to sell them a plan. We look at it all.
You're not getting money from Big Pharma.
We sure are not.
Although, not that you wouldn't necessarily say no to it, but that may be another discussion for another day.
True.
Are there misconceptions about some of these changes and some of the processes and things like that? And I imagine that's probably some of what you will go over during some of these sessions, right?
Definitely. And we can sit down with people and explain, here's your copay, here's your deductible, here is the difference in what that means. And while some plans may have really low copays, they have really big deductibles. And while other plans, vice versa, we can sit down and say, okay, what's your budget look like? Mm-hmm. What's your medicine this year? And go from there. And we can debunk all of the myths surrounding all of that terminology that comes with insurance and healthcare.
Are there situations where someone can't be helped? I mean, there's probably, if not Medicare Part D, there's got to be, I'm imagining, something out there that can help some folks who may need it, right?
Yeah. So Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, that's what open enrollment is for, to change. Mm-hmm. But our counselors are also very well versed in Medicare A and Medicare B, and some dabble in supplement plans and Medicare Advantage plans. If we don't know the answer, we know the people to call to help with that.
Are there a lot of cases where people may not be on the right Medicare plan, or may think that they qualify for one plan, but in reality they qualify for something else?
Certainly, and it's more a matter of saving money. So there, yeah. we don't tell people what's the right plan and what's the wrong plan, mm-hmm. But we may be able to find plans that have less costs, and we may be able to show them different supplement plans that could cover different costs as well. And then if some people have Medicare and Medicaid, that is also an option that people might have, and we can take a look at that too.
So you have a series of informational gatherings starting Monday where some of these and more other detailed matters can be addressed, right?
Yes, we do. We have been taking appointments during open enrollment, but we have five events that are walk-in, no appointment necessary. And you can come in, meet with a SHIP counselor, which is the Senior Health Insurance Program counselor. And we tell people to plan about an hour and to bring in their drugs in the original bottles. That helps us to look at what medications they're on and what dose they're on, because that will also change what plans they might qualify for.
Yeah, I was going to say, in terms of drug costs, dosage and frequency of taking it and stuff is a pretty big factor.
It's a very big factor. Sometimes the same drug and the same dose, if you get it for 3 months, can cost less than if you get it for 1 month. And those are all questions that our counselors can help talk about.
All right. So starting Monday, the day and time and location and whatnot?
Yes. November 18th from 1 to 5 is our first time. And then we've got events on the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, and December 6th, which is the day right before open enrollment ends.
And we have details, by the way, on all those on our community events page at WGIL.com if you need to know when some of those other dates are. Anything else folks should know about this, Ellen?
Come on out. We'd love to meet with you.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful senior center there, too. So if you want to come and check out our gym or come for a hot meal, we can take care of that too.
What other things do you have going on these days out there, Ellen?
We do a lot.
Yeah.
We do home delivered meals, which is our what most people know us for, mm-hmm. but we also do congregate meals, which is hot meals at our senior center. We have three meal sites, one in Galesburg, one in Abingdon, and one in Victoria.
Great.
We have a beautiful fitness center so people can come and work out. And we provide some utility assistance for older adults. And let's see, what else do we do?
Yeah, utility assistance. I got to imagine that's got to be a pretty big thing, especially now that we've all had to turn on our heaters obnoxiously early,
yes.
Right?
We have a great program through Ameren. It's a grant matching program,
right,
for utility assistance for older adults, which is called Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends.
Right, right.
And that is a wonderful program that seniors might be able to qualify for. We can also help with license plate discounts. And we can, if we don't know the answer and you're an older adult, we can get you to someone that
I imagine, I'm sorry, Ellen, somebody comes in to find out more about Medicare Part D, there just might be a possibility that there might be other help available for them in other areas that they can find out.
Definitely.
About. There you go. All right. And the VNA is where, one more time?
2262 Grand Avenue.
Very good. All right. And a phone number?
309-342-1152.
Ellen Larson, Executive Director of VNA here in Galesburg. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for all you're doing for the community. And hopefully you get a lot of folks' questions answered here.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to seeing everyone.
Absolutely. And again, go to the community events page at WGIL.com if you need more information, or just stop out to the VNA. They can help you for sure. Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports coming up on this Thursday night as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.